This doesn't have anything to do with the lecture, Dr. Brown. It's just something I was wondering about.
I'm always glad to answer any questions.
What I want to know is, with all our space explorations, are our astronomers concerned whether they're polluting space? You know, with the spacecrafts and satellites?
That is an interesting question. Well, first of all, it's important to understand that space isn't as clean as you might think. More than thousands of tons of debris enter the Earth's atmosphere every single day.
What? The spacecrafts don't leak that much garbage?
No, but there are meteoroids in the atmosphere almost constantly. You are familiar with what the moon's surface looks like, right?
We don't have all those craters on Earth. I don't understand.
Remember, the moon's lack of an atmosphere means even the small meteoroids make craters. But most of the meteoroids that hit the Earth's atmosphere melt or break up in the air.
The streak of light we see are meteoroids breaking up. Isn't that it?
Yeah, and getting back to your question about pollution, that's one way we can deal with the debris of satellites and spacecraft. The truth is, we do have a lot of orbiting debris, and it's traveling at 10 to 20,000 miles per hour.
Really? I wouldn't want to collide with anything going that fast.
It's a real danger for spacecraft. But we could dispose of the debris by simply sending it back to the Earth's atmosphere.
Oh, so the debris will just burn up. Well, thanks a lot, Dr. Brown.
Multiple choice questions. Number one, what did the woman mistakenly assume about space? Number two, what happens to most meteoroids before hitting the Earth's surface? Number three, what threat to space travelers is mentioned? Number four, what does the professor suggest as a way to deal with pollution? Number five, which of the following topics was unlikely to be relevant to the lecture just given by the professor?